Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's rainmaker.fm/digital-commerce.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Editor-in-Chief. I am Stephanie Flaxman, your cheerleader along your journey to become the Editor-in-Chief of your own digital business. How is everyone doing today? I've got some proofreading tips for you on today's episode, and I'll get to them in a little bit. But I decided, like, I like this format. I think I've kind of just naturally fallen into where I'll start the episode just like catching up, like, hey guys, it's been a week since we last chatted. What's going on? And, you know, like, just let you know thoughts about writing from over the week, because, you know, it might not be the edit of the week that I really have to share with you. I have to share with you to take back, not that I have to, that I want to share with you to take back to your editor toolbox, so you have, like, just one more tip that you can utilize when you're doing your writing and your editing work. But also, like, so that is my main focus of, you know, each episode of Editor-in-Chief each week. It is that edit of the week. But, you know, I have other writing thoughts, and my mind wanders during the week about writing and editing and things like that. So kind of like, yeah, like I said, I've kind of fallen into this pattern of, like, we have a little bit of, like, hey guys, what's up time in the beginning of the episode, and then I jump into the edit of the week. So that's what we're doing in today's episode. It's probably the closest I get to, like, pleasantries. Like, I'm not a huge fan of pleasantries. Like, I like getting right into, like, what the matter at hand is. I find that more pleasant than pleasantries. But at the same time, I haven't talked to you guys for a week. And so it's nice to do a little catch up. So with that, what has been going on in the past week? I just thought of something that I would have tweeted in the past, but I just don't feel like using Twitter at all. So I haven't done that. I can share with you guys the dumb thing that I came up with. That might be fun, just to get it out of my brain. It's just something stupid and random that popped into my head, and there'd be no problem if I posted it or if anyone else posted it on Twitter. But I just don't feel like doing it. I wanted it to be a little more exclusive, maybe, for you guys. I really hadn't planned on sharing it, but that was kind of in my mind. So so the thing I came up with was if a pedicure is Destiny's Child, then your big toe is Beyonce. How stupid is that? You see why I didn't tweet that? But maybe if it could be like an editor-in-chief inside joke. So if you, oh gosh, I maxed out my microphone on that. So gotta tone it down. If it's so stupid, I don't expect you to find that funny. But if you want me to tweet it just for giggles between us, as a little inside jokey for the editor-in-chief crew, tweet at me or leave a comment on the blog post that goes along with this podcast episode over on editor-in-chief.fm. Either leave me a comment there or tweet at me. I'm at Stephanie Flaxman. Stephanie is with an F. In the show notes for this episode, I will put the link there. And maybe I'll just, like, do it with no explanation and just you guys who know where it came from and how dumb it is will understand it. And it'll be just, like, a fun joke between us. Or I might not do it at all, because you might all be silent and be like, Stephanie, stop. Just don't. We're not going to go there. So we'll see. It'll be like a little poll. What other writing thoughts are going on? I was thinking one of my favorite writing compliments that a writer can get is if someone reads your writing and then tells you, oh my gosh, I could hear you talking. Like that's such a compliment to me because it shows that you have a very strong writing voice. If someone can read something you wrote and really hear your voice in their head, especially if they already know your voice, like, and they make that association, like, I just think that's such a compliment. And even, you know, it's funny, like if someone, I didn't have a podcast before a year ago. So many people who may have come across my writing may not have had any idea what I actually sounded like. But if they can still like just really grasp a strong association with a voice that they create for me in their head and know from my writing that they like that, or that they identify my writing with that voice, or if they could read my writing without seeing an author bio and know it's me. I'm just using me as an example, but I kind of just defaulted to that. But I mean this for any writer. Those things are just really cool if you can recognize someone's writing without seeing their byline just because they have that strong of a voice. I think that is such an indicator of a strong writer. It's such a compliment when someone who does know what you actually sound like, what your voice sounds like, tells you that they can really hear that when you write and they make that association. I think that is really just cool and nice and shows that you've really worked hard to develop your writing skills. With that said, I've said this before, but I don't really advise about writing the way you speak, which sounds a little counterintuitive from what I just said. But I think a really good example is that how you hear me on my podcast, what I sound like on Editor in Chief, and how my writing is so much tighter, because in audio and definitely on the podcast, you know, like I'm kind of all over the place. That's kind of how I am. It's not, I don't like to be too excessive. I do not want to waste anyone's time, but I am more I'm less polished and refined because that is the nature of audio content. But in my writing, I kind of have that voice that you hear on Editor in Chief, but it is an edited version of that. And that is where if you're going to write like the way that you speak, you really have to work on your editing skills and tightening up the parts where it just doesn't translate well in writing the way in audio it could work perfectly, or it could work perfectly if you're just having a conversation with people. So with that, I'm going to transition into proofreading tips. I don't have editing tips today, which may have been more appropriate with that work on your editing skills segue. But people will criticize this, but I have a lot of gray area between editing and proofreading. A lot of copy editors or proofreaders or editors in general will say, like, these are two different activities. You can't talk about them like they're the same. When I have talked about them like they're the same, and I totally understand that, and they are different, but the goal that I have in mind when I'm teaching any sort of writing or editing technique or trick to make your writing stronger is that the bottom line is that there's just an improvement to the content. So now I'm going to talk about improvements that you can make in the proofreading stage, assuming that, you've gotten a lot of your editing done with. If you come across something big that you need to change in the proofreading stage, no big deal, change it. It doesn't matter that you're proofreading. You can still go back and make edits if you come across them. So, so these tips are the proofreading lessons, I would call them. They're classic proofreading techniques that I really feel like because of the digital age that we're working in, when you're working on a screen,
there's a translation from the classic way of doing this on pen and paper to the screen, and you really have an advantage when you're doing them, when you're proofreading like this on a screen. And so I'll explain sort of those updates to the classic proofreading technique that you can use. And I'm assuming that you're using, or for the tips that I am going to talk about, they would be for if you're using a word processing software, a word processing tool like Microsoft Word or Google Docs. And that, or it could also, depending on the tip, but it could also work in either the Rainmaker platform or in WordPress. So, and so you'll see how that becomes relevant. If you want to learn more about the Rainmaker platform, you can go over to rainmaker.fm/platform. And if you want to see a variety of beautiful premium WordPress themes for you to choose from, if you're working more in WordPress, you can go over to rainmaker.fm/studiopress and find out more about our StudioPress premium WordPress themes. So that is the context of what you're working. When I say you're publishing digital, you're working with digital writing and you're editing in the digital space. Those are kind of the places where I'm talking about that you're working. So the first classic proofreading technique that we are updating today is when you would take a pen and, like, say you'd have a printed out version of your content. You would take a pen and you'd proofread by putting the tip of your pen in front of every single word, right? Because if you're proofreading, you're being very thorough and careful. And so if you take the time, you slow down and you take the time to put your pen in front of every word, you can really look at it and examine it to make sure it's the right word. There's no typo. There are no grammatical errors in the sentence. You're being slow and you're being careful. On the screen, what I do, and you can do this in Rainmaker, WordPress, Microsoft Word, Google Docs, Text Edit, Notepad, wherever for this one, is I highlight each word as I go through proofreading. So typically you'll have a white background and the text will be black. And then when you highlight a word, the background color becomes black or it can become blue. And you really have sort of a spotlight on each word. And I think this is just way more... Actually, spotlight, I think, is a good way to describe it. I think it's a way, rather than just pointing the tip of your pen onto a word, I think this really draws attention to each word and each sentence. So you make sure that everything is how it is supposed to look. And if it's not, you can find a way to improve it. So that is how I proofread everything that goes on Copyblogger, the blog at Copyblogger. I had another episode when I talked about my favorite proofreading technique that I use for every article that goes on the Copyblogger blog. I'll link to that in the show notes as well. And I'll link to the Copyblogger blog over there too for this episode's blog post. So all that stuff will be in a nice little package for you if you want to go over there. So the next classic proofreading technique would, this is just like saving so much paper and printing and you to get the powerful result of what these proofreading techniques enable you to see that you might not have seen otherwise. So it would take a lot of printing if you printed out your content in a different size font and then looked through that to proofread it. But on the screen, it's really easy. You don't have to print anything. So if you've been looking at your work or someone else's work for a really long time and you want a different perspective, you can change the size of the font. This is probably more of a word processing software tip if you're working in Word or a Google Doc. If you've been typing in 11-point font, change it to 14, change it to 16, and get in just that little change of what it looks like helps you find errors that you may have overlooked before. So change the size of your font. To give yourself a different perspective of your writing. You can also change, and this is proofreading Technique number three, you could also change your font. If you've been typing in Arial, Arial is a font, or Helvetica, you can change it to Times New Roman or what's another one? Verdana? I don't know how to pronounce fonts well. But, you know, there are a lot of different ones. And see this again, if you were printing, can you imagine like having to print things in a different font after you've already been looking at them just to get the advantage of, you know, seeing your writing differently so you could catch any errors that you may have overlooked. But on a screen, it's really easy. So if you're in a word processor, you've been looking at it forever, change the font when you proofread. Because then it will look different to you and you'll be able to spot things that you may have overlooked before. And the fourth proofreading technique, which I'm sure you guessed right now, would be a pain if you had to actually print out your content. For this technique, you can change the color of your font. So probably you're writing in black, change it to blue or purple or green or a dark orange or maybe a dark pink. I like to stay on the darker side of fonts if I do this, but it's up to you. But again, it's you're looking at something with it. It just looks different to you if the color's different. So you have refreshed what you're looking at. So it's easier for you to spot where there might be a mistake or there might just be something that you want to change. So those are the classic proofreading tips that are updated for the digital age, digital publishing, and you can do all those things so quickly. And so it's really easy to take them for granted as proofreading helpers. Proofreading helpers, what's another good word? What word am I looking for? Tell me if you can think of something better than what I'm thinking of. Basically, it's I guess tool, for lack of a better word right now. There are things that we take for granted that we have when we're working digitally, but they're really big helpers. You can do them instantly, and they will help you polish your writing. So those are today's tips. If you have more specially updated classic proofreading tips for digital publishing, let me know in the comment section on this blog post over on editorinchief.fm. You can also go over to iTunes and leave Editor-in-Chief a rating or a review. The link to iTunes is on editorinchief.fm if you cannot find it otherwise. So that is today's episode. I'll be back next week with the same format. We'll do a little intro, a little chatty chat, and then I'll get into next week's edit of the week. All right. I am Stephanie Flaxman. I'll see you back here on Editor-in-Chief next week.